UAPs. There is a plantation in Louisiana named the Myrtles Plantation. It has long had a reputation of being haunted, and this has prompted people to visit it hoping to get a glimpse of a spirit. While visiting, the Rainers took a photo of a fancy piece of furniture. In the picture was part of the wall, and when the photo was examined, a face of a woman could clearly be seen on the wall, which was not there when the photo was taken. There are many cases where photos were taken of simple scenes and when looked at showed objects and people who were not seen at the time the photos were taken. Why do some places exhibit this strange ability over and over? Could it be they are truly haunted? Maybe there is some other explanation which we are yet to discover. Could it be some sort of extraterrestrial event? Have you noticed people are becoming a lot more concerned with clouds that seem to take the shape of UFOs? Are there more of them around, or are our imaginations running wild? For years, some people have been trying to link UFOs and the paranormal, which has disturbed many of the UFO investigators who see no connection whatsoever. I tend to agree with them. I believe this link hurts the investigation of UFOs because it makes it look like we don't take them seriously. The one subject which was ridiculed more than UFOs years ago was the paranormal. When I was younger, I don't remember hearing about triangular UFOs. In later years, people began to report seeing them, and now they seem quite common on the UFO scene. There is the suspicion they are not alien, but man-made. There are a couple of clues which might be valid in assessing if they are ours. One was from a witness who was fascinated by the lights on one he saw overhead and close up. He said they looked like ordinary lights you could buy at Home Depot. Another clue might be the fact we never announced a plane to replace the SR-71 Blackbird and just took it out of service. The plane, an incredible piece of technology, made its last flight in 1999. Many think the Black Triangle craft RTR-3BS, a rumored American craft which has many of the properties of a UFO and is believed to be able to fly into space. It is believed the craft made its first flight in the 1990s. Is this just a coincidence? It has been said we not only used knowledge gained in advanced aircraft development projects, but also used the knowledge we gained from reverse engineering crashed alien craft. It has even been said the craft are nuclear powered, but none of this is verified yet. On top of all this, it is said the patent is available to see. A triangular UFO was seen over Salt Lake City, by witnesses. It had hovered over the city for several minutes. The sighting was made in September 2020. The witness said he could see the object over the high-rise buildings in downtown Salt Lake. He believed the triangle was about 1,500 feet high and seems stationary and then slowly drifted across the sky. The witness was able to video the object for almost the entire time. A UFO organization claimed Canada had 768 UFO sightings in 2022. Amazingly, it was said this was the fourth lowest in 20 years, but an increase over 2021. The bulk of sightings took place in Quebec with 29% of all sightings. The number of unexplained UFO sightings was 8.2%. That means about 63 UFO sightings are unexplained. An UFO sighting took place in Allegheny County, New York. The object was in the air and was also seen over Potter and Portville, New York. Photos of the object were taken, and the object can be seen in the sky in front of the rising or setting sun. It is hard to make out, but seems to have the shape of a hot air balloon. Could this be a mistakenly identified object? It happens all the time. Objects which were seen in the sky in California in 2022 seemed to be two spinning spheres. The objects were seen in the sky near Kirkwood, a town with a small population of 64 people. At 8:15 p.m. the witnesses were driving and near Carson Pass. The witnesses said the objects were not only spinning but sparkling. They then saw a smaller object emerge from one of the objects and it had red and white lights and flew towards the witnesses. It followed their car for about 15 minutes. The object, which was said to resemble a space shuttle, flew over the car which had pulled over, and it stopped and hovered over them. It then left. Floating objects in our skies are nothing new. In 1977, about 24 police reported seeing an object which was huge, floating over a cotton field in Flora, Mississippi. The story was relayed to a local news station by a former deputy about the experience. He said it was only at the most 18 feet off of the ground. He described it as being metallic blue, with portholes around the center. He went on to say the overall shape was that of a spinning top. When we talk about extraterrestrials, there are connections with humans we find hard to ignore. There is an African tribe which believes it came from a certain star system, and they have been claiming this for hundreds of years. What makes this really strange is the fact the star was only discovered hundreds of years later by astronomers. A UFO was seen over England, and it glowed with a green color. The object appeared over the village of Essex. A witness had been taking photos of sunset when she saw the object in her photo. Again, as happens many times, she hadn't seen the object in the sky when she took the photo. It is now being claimed the search for UFOs, or UAPs, as the government calls them, by the government led to the discovery of the Chinese balloon. It is being reported the analyzed UAP reports led the United States to realize something else was also going on in our skies. Whether this is true or not remains to be seen. It does seem incredible that suddenly four objects were detected, and were shot down in just a couple of days.